The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Quality Roofing Solutions.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, and this is our time to be thinking about what do you do when you need to have something done in your home, up on the roof? Is it safe to go up there? Well, introducing a new program for us today, our friends from Quality Roofing. They both looked at me blankly when I played this song. Some of y'all know that song from the Drifters, Up on the Roof. But it's a great song for summertime and for talking about roofs. So here we go, Quality Roofing. My guests this morning, we have Brian Ward, who is the owner, and Ben Murphy, who's their marketing manager. Welcome, guys.
Welcome. Hey.
Good morning to you. I'm so happy that you're here. Quality Roofing. So I guess let's just get started with you telling me about your business. How long have you been around? Are you from Pensacola? Do you serve Pensacola only? I mean, fill me in. Give me all the details.
Sure. So I'll try to keep it short, but I founded Quality Roofing.
Oh, no, don't keep it short. We got a whole half hour.
All right. So founded Quality Roofing in 2006. Prior to that, so I graduated in 2004. I started with a local roofing company in the summer of 2004, just sort of supposed to be something in between.
This is Brian Ward talking. He's our owner of the company.
Yes, ma'am. So started my first day on a roof in the summer of 2004. Just 3 weeks prior to the landfall of Hurricane Ida.
I was just going
to
say, in the summer of 2004, yeah. I know that summer.
That's right.
Wow. Yeah.
So I was introduced to the roofing industry head first. And
yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, and again, it was only supposed to be something that was full-time up until the college semester started, and then it was going to transition to a part-time job. But of course, after the storm, there's some damage to campus that delayed, going back to school. And just before school started back, the gentleman that I work for called me in, and I just turned 19, and he made me a pretty substantial offer to stick around. I mean, he needed all the help that he could get, and decided I was just going to delay school by a year.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we know how that goes. but you know,
especially after Ivan.
That's right.
Wow.
And then, of course, we had Dennis the following summer.
Oh, I remember very well. I was in radio at the time, spending a lot of time at the EOCs.
That's right.
Those two summers.
So I, that following storm, Dennis came, and I was like, well, yeah, maybe we'll just delay school one more year. Eventually, it just doesn't happen, right? So it was maybe the following summer in 2006, things had pretty well been built back, and most of the work had dried up, and I had this fantastic idea that I'd start a roofing company after 95% of all the roofs in our entire area were brand new. maybe in hindsight, not such a great idea, but that's okay.
You gotta start somewhere.
That's right. That's right. But no, I think it was good that it worked out that way. Because I was 20 years old, just started my own company, and it allowed me to grow the company to grow slowly.
Mm-hmm.
Correlative to my own maturity, right?
Sure.
The business and myself both kind of matured at the same rate, so that's a good thing. But you know, during those first 10 years, that was a struggle.
It's tough.
We were also coming into the Great Recession, and it was tough. But there's a lot of character building that happened.
That is very
during
true.
During that time,
that's so. Very true. Any small business, there are always challenges.
That's
right. When you're with a franchise or a corporation, it's a totally different animal.
That's right.
But when you're starting on your own, it's got your name on it. There's nobody else that can do it except you. I mean,
that's
the responsibility falls on your shoulders.
Yes, ma'am.
So that's you probably grew up. If you started that at 20,
that's right.
You grew up pretty fast.
I did.
Yeah.
I did. Like I said, those first 10 years, really, there's a lot of struggle, a lot of character building. I did a lot of things outside of roofing, windows, doors, siding, fence, decks, patios, kitchens, baths, like all
sure.
sorts of things. to put food on the table and pay the bills. But as the market sort of began to recycle and recover, it was about 10 years in, we started shedding the majority of those other things and really trying to focus more and more on roofing. And let's see, that's been, that was probably around 2015, 2016, when, when the market began to recover a bit. So we're basically 10 years post that time, and the last 10 years have really been a roller coaster ride. So that brought us kind of into 2020 and Sally. And that, it was the time when the market was really cycling all of the roofs that were replaced from Ivan and Dennis.
Oh, yeah, been quite a few years.
From a business perspective, Sally, and from many perspectives, Sally was not anything we wanted to see coming.
Right.
It was actually detrimental to the growth of the organization, but made the best of it. Really before the wind even stopped blowing through Sally, I knew what the outcome was going to be on the other side of it. It's just you have this hurricane hangover that happens.
Oh, yes.
Particularly in our industry. So literally the wind was still blowing. I was thinking to myself, now's the time. If we're ever going to do it, we should be looking at expanding in new markets. So that sort of was the catalyst for a lot of our additional expansion. We currently have six physical locations.
Oh, no kidding.
That's correct.
Wow. Where are they? Where are you located?
So we in all four of the first counties here in the Florida Panhandle, which would be Escambia, Santa Rosa, Okaloosa, and Walton, have physical locations in each of those. And then we also expanded into the Orlando area, which we have a location in both Orange County and Seminole County. I said Hurricane Sally was kind of the catalyst for making those moves. I said it's really been a roller coaster ride, particularly these past
sounds
5 years.
Sounds like it. Yeah, sounds like
but,
it.
It's been a lot of fun and been able to add a lot of just like stellar employees and teammates. And
it's a great feeling when your business starts to grow and you start feeling solid under your feet.
That's
a
right.
great thing. Talking with Brian Ward and Ben Murphy, both with Quality Roofing. Brian is the owner, telling us a little bit about the history and the story of the company, because this is their first time on Pep Talk and our show. If you have a question for them about roofing, maybe you've been thinking, do I need to do something now? Should I wait? What can I do? Text it in at 850-437-1620. Okay, guys. So now you've been a little bit quiet. You're the marketing director.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Brian, Brian's story. I don't know if I could tell much better than that.
No, that's great. I'm just giving you a hard time. So, Ben, tell us a little bit about your role now with this company.
I was fortunate to join Quality Roofing. It'll be 4 years in August, which even then it's been a little bit of a roller coaster and just the growth and seeing this expand in some other markets. I originally came aboard to help Brian create some training video content, working on some tools that we could train our sales team and our team members so they could have, you know, resources to watch and stay sharp while they're serving our customers. And then I think just through some natural progression, we saw needs for additional marketing outside, and it's kind of progressed into that. So I'm really fortunate to work with an incredible team. I've got a couple of people that work with me in the marketing department.
Right, right. It's changed a lot in the last years. It's hard to keep up.
It is, but we're really lucky. We work in a really cool organization. We're, I think, kind of always on the bleeding edge of looking at new technologies and how we can utilize different tools and resources and automations to not only make our jobs easier and better, but also serve our customers better.
Oh, for sure. Well, let's talk about that a little bit, about how you handle customers, how people can get in touch with you, and about roofing. I have to confess, I've had a roof done on my home out in Gulf Breeze years ago, but I don't know. I mean, I basically turned it over to them and they took care of it. I don't know very much about roofing. So tell me a little bit about the type. Is there a style, a type, about your craft and what you do?
Sure. So we're a full service roofing contractor. There's very few roof systems that we don't offer.
Is there one that's really more common in this area because of hurricanes and the moisture and all that?
Sure. So by default, I think the most common roofs is, and we're talking specifically residential roofs, by default, architectural shingles, asphalt shingles are still far and away the most common roof system. Outside of that, you've got metal and various different forms of metal, tile, but in our area, predominantly shingles and metal is a second.
Do you consider, is that your favorite to work with? Or do you have a favorite? Or do you think there's one that's a little better than the other in terms of weather or that kind of thing? I mean, what do you recommend?
Well, when you're talking longevity and performance in our area, most likely metal.
Oh, really?
That's right. But there's also a cost associated with that,
okay.
Right?
Okay, because I see them, but I don't see, it's not as common, like you said. I definitely see the shingles.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. As far as my most favorite, for many years, close to 15 years, like I was on the roof actually performing the work. And I always kind of consider myself a metal specialist. It's what I really cut my teeth on. It's kind of what I started in and what I felt like I was really, really good at.
Right.
Kind of going back to origin story, that was really one of the primary drivers for wanting to start my business. And in fact, the reason that I chose Quality Roofing as a name for it, I saw so many things that were the result of out-of-town contractors and stuff coming in after Ivan and Dennis.
Yeah.
That I do have a bit of a perfectionist.
Why wouldn't you have to? I would think you'd have to.
and some of the things that I saw from some of these other contractors, because those first 10 years, a lot of the work that I did as far as was repair work on some of these shoddy jobs, and the that in many ways was sort of the reason that I chose Quality Roofing as the name. I really wanted things to be just right.
And I think that's great. That's a great, yeah. I wish more businesses had that standard. So when you're looking at, when someone moves into a new home or they're thinking about buying a home or they suddenly have that terrible leak that comes in, because for a lot of us, that's when we finally call somebody. But are there signs, are there things that homeowners can do to be more proactive and preventative? And can you come out? Do you come out and just take a look for them? How does all that work if someone wanted to get in touch with you?
Certainly. We don't mind. We offer free inspections. And we actually
encourage. We do free inspections. Oh,
that's
great.
Correct.
Yeah.
And we encourage our customers, and not just our customers, potential customers, as well as current customers, to have the annual inspection. It is so much better to catch that issue early on, because the longer it goes, and many times some of these leaks, you don't know, like by the time it actually shows up on your ceiling, you're talking thousands of dollars worth of damage have already occurred. It's an open invitation for termites
and that can
go downhill really fast. But if you have an annual inspection, you can catch that when it's, a simple, $400 or $500 repair versus $4,000 or $5,000. So definitely better to be proactive.
How can they reach you if they wanted to sign up for a free, get in touch with you to have a free inspection?
Sure. They can call us at 850-777-0961 or reach out to us online at qualityroofingsolutions.com.
Okay. Well, I've got a question from a listener already, so this is a good sign. The listener's asking, does Quality Roofing do gutters?
We do. Okay. We actually offer gutters as well.
That's a whole nother animal, so to speak.
It is. But it ends up being an integral part of a complete roofing system. We offer gutters as well. That's
okay.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. That's great to know. One of the things, too, is I had a house that had a fireplace, and that chimney, the seal around that was a poor roofing job. I didn't know when I bought my house that was an issue, but it became an issue.
Sure.
Is that one of the things that you're able to fix and look
at
and repair?
Yeah, just like gutters, any penetration, chimney, flashing, exhaust vent, like all of that is part of a complete roofing system. And if you got any issues around a chimney, be happy to take a look at it and we can get that resolved.
We'll talk a little bit about the different kinds of roofs.
Sure. We alluded to it for a moment. You've got shingle roofs, and within asphalt shingle roofs, you've got multiple different grades.
Okay, that's the stuff I wanted to hear about.
So,
yeah, so this is this is where you're the expert, because this is the expert panel.
That's right. So you kind of start at this economy level, which is like a builder grade. It's the most cost efficient shingle that you can possibly get, it works its way up through multiple different stages, all the way up to like designer level shingles that are supposed to you know, like be true 50-year triple lam, you know, mm-hmm. like really heavy duty shingles. But of course, the cost correlates with that.
Do you get a choice? I mean, and this is, I really don't know very much about this. So do you get a choice when you're looking at that? Is a certain kind of house, does a certain kind of house have to have a certain kind of shingle? Or do you have a little leeway in choosing the design, the color, all the texture, all those things?
Sure. And I said, with there's so many options within mm-hmm. shingles, and there's an aesthetic component to it. So there's probably, I don't know, nearly a dozen different aesthetic looks that you can
really?
Get with architectural shingles. And then, of course, when you get into metal, there's also multiple different like levels within mm-hmm. that and different aesthetics that come along with it. And, you know, while we don't necessarily show a customer like all of those options because
right.
sometimes it just doesn't make sense, you know. Generally, we try to offer kind of a good, better, best scenario so uh-huh. they can kind of see, you know, like this would be your most economical option. This is sort of what most customers choose. And then if you wanted to look at like designer options or something like metal or tile, you know, we mm-hmm. can show you those things as well. But we don't want to like overwhelm customers with so many options,
right?
Out of the gates. So.
The paralysis sets
that's
in
right.
trying to make a decision.
Yeah.
Is there a particular type of shingle or roofing that, I mean, you mentioned about the metal, but what is the life of a roof?
That's a great question, and I could go on with that one for a while.
So. Don't get up on your soapbox too much there, Brian.
No, that's right. Okay. We've got time.
So that's, again, a really good question. And like how long a shingle can truly last
mm-hmm.
Without regard to insurance. Like I said, that's a whole nother question.
Yes. I was going to go there, but we'll go talk about the quality of the roof first.
In our climate, now, they used to sort of rate shingles like 30-year, 40-year, 50-year shingles.
Well, that's what I was wondering. Yeah, I thought I had seen that before.
I think there's a misconception about that. Really, that rating system was never really intended to be this shingle will last 30 years, this one will last 40, this one will last 50. It's more about the warranty that was attributed to that shingle.
Mm-hmm.
And that was from the manufacturer, their warranty. But in the life of a shingle is going to vary depending on the climate that shingle is installed in.
I was going to say, it'd be hard pressed to have 30 years here
exactly.
in Florida.
So now you may well get 30 years if you're in a northern latitude
right.
where it's an asphalt based product. So naturally, an asphalt based product is going to degrade faster in a hotter temperature or a hotter climate. So here in Florida, we got brutal summers, and then you get this asphalt-based material that gets soft mm-hmm. whenever it gets hot, and then we have these heavy afternoon thunderstorms
yeah.
or hurricanes, tropical storms, things of that nature that sort of wear away at the what is essentially the sacrificial layer of the shingle, which is the granules. The
mm-hmm.
granules protect the asphalt and the fiberglass matting that actually waterproofs the shingle. So
right.
the more of those granules that you lose over time, just slowly it degrades the shingle. So typically, you can expect 15 to 20 years. 20 years is probably a good average for like what it can really withstand in like its serviceable life in this
mm-hmm.
climate. When you get into some of the heavier or like the heavy architectural or triple lam shingles, the designer shingles, some of those, they're just simply thicker shingles. They last
mm-hmm.
longer. But that kind of spills over into this discussion about insurance.
Gotcha. Okay.
I think it's fairly common knowledge within the community that most insurance companies are sort of mandating is not really the right word. They're not mandating replacement.
Encouraging strongly?
Yeah. Well, I guess in a way they are sort of mandating because they're basically just saying at around that 15-year time frame
mm-hmm.
that the risk – and that's what they're in the business of risk. The risk of a claim on that roof or that property becomes greater than what they're willing to insure.
Right.
And they said, if you would like us to continue insuring you, then you need to replace this roof. The problem is, if you don't replace the roof, no other insurance company is going to offer coverage.
Oh,
so it kind of boxes you into a corner. It's understandable from insurance company sort of business perspective. They're
mm-hmm.
in the business of risk and the risk is too high. So it's a problem though.
Right.
And there's no
There's no really easy.
There's no clear or easy solution there, but.
Well, I think probably the solution is making sure that you have a company like yours that's offering quality roofing so that you know that you're doing the best you can to keep up to standard to fulfill that requirement. We do have another question. A part of my roof, this is classic, I think, part of my roof has a hole in it. And it said, but I don't necessarily want to replace the whole roof. When do you replace the whole roof? And when is it time to do that? Can you just fix part of the roof and be okay with that?
Well, I say that depends. Right? And it depends pretty heavily on the age of the roof. If your roof in this example is 12 years old, would you spend a couple thousand dollars doing a repair knowing that you're going to be looking at a full replacement? So sometimes there's a financial decision-making process that needs to be needs to happen or be considered. It may be throwing good money after bad, so to speak. So depending on the age of the roof, if it's less than 10 years old, in most cases, yes, absolutely repair that roof. But the older the roof gets, the more difficult it becomes to actually perform a repair that you can rely on and that will hold up as those shingles age and degrade. Mm-hmm. They become less pliable. You have less material there because, again, that sacrificial layer of granules, as you lose more of that, it becomes more and more difficult to repair them in a way that you can rely on. So, like I said, there's multiple considerations, but in most cases, if it's under 10, then yes, repairs are certainly viable.
Okay, so Ryan, this is...
There's also a component within for permitting as well, isn't there? I think it's 45%. If it's more than 45% of the roof is... needs to be repaired, it has to be replaced.
It was previously 25%. I believe the new legislation has moved that up to 40.
Oh, okay. I didn't even realize there was legislation.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Very good.
So it was previously 25%. If you were doing a repair that encompassed 25% or more of the entire roof surface, then a repair was no longer
viable.
Yeah. Like the legislation said that if you're replacing over 25%, you have to replace the entire roof.
Okay, great. So the person needs to call you and have you come out and take a look. Yeah, what's your number?
It's 850-777-0961.
We've got just a couple minutes left, but one more question. What about animals? And I'm guessing squirrels. I don't know, because that's what the question is. So
gotcha.
Probably, because so, I know I had squirrels in my roof.
Yeah, they're probably talking about getting in the attic. In many cases, they're not actually coming in through the roof. They're generally coming in through soffits or holes in the fascia. Generally, that's not happening on the roof. One other thing they might be talking about is squirrels on the roof. There's something that...
There's nesting. When they nest in the gutter sometimes or on the top.
But what we find, the only damage that we generally find on a roof that's associated with animals is lead pipe boots. So the plumbing stacks, the vents for your plumbing that penetrate the roof is fairly common, becoming less and less common, but still fairly common to have a lead-based pipe boot that covers that stack and flashes it.
Mm-hmm.
And for whatever reason, the squirrels love to eat that lead.
No kidding.
They do.
And wow.
I don't know if there's a mineral deficiency or...
iron deficiency, some kind of...
Right, or it could just be that it's the texture or... or something of that nature, but they tend to eat that. I've seen them where there's literally nothing left of the boot other than what's remaining under the shingle, which of course exposes the area of the roof deck, and just water can go straight in. So again, those are things that can easily be identified in an inspection. So
okay, that sounds good. Believe it or not, we have less than a minute left already.
That was
so
fast.
I know. So we've had a bunch of questions from listeners. How can people get in touch with you? Is there anything else you wanted to say before we go?
So again, it's 850-777-0961. You can see us online at qualityroofingsolutions.com. Ben, you have anything you'd like to add?
No, thank you so much, Meg, for having us in.
Oh, it's been great. Well, I'm sure I know you're going to have you back again. So listeners, get ready with your questions. Go take a look outside, look on that roof. If you have any specific questions about different kinds of roofing and the quality, all of these questions are great. So it's so fun having you here. I think this is a very relevant topic this time of year.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So you can hear this broadcast again on our website at newsradio923.com. Just click on podcast, Pensacola Expert Panel, and Quality Roofing. One more time, that website and phone number.
850-777-0961, QualityRoofingSolutions.com.